The shiur tonight is straight from the parsha. It's very straightforward, and it's not sometimes I like to say interesting chidushim in halacha, different approaches and different interesting questions in halacha, give a different perspective, but it's pretty straightforward. Really, in the entire sugya, is really for one Mari Makam, one source they happen to particularly love, and that's why I enjoy giving the shiur on this topic. But I'll tell you when we get there about that particular source. The pasuk says, "Vayisa Yisrael v'chol asherlo v'yavo be'er shava," and Yaakov came with everything he had, and he came to Be'er Shava. "Vayizbach zvach," when he offered korbanos l'lokei aviv Yitzchak, to the father, to the God of his father Yitzchak. So Rashi here quotes a Medrash Rabbah, the Bereishis Rabbah in Perek Saridal, and the Medrash says, "Chayv adam b'chvod aviv yoser m'chvod zkeino l'fichach." And we see from here, says Rashi, that a person has to give kavod to his father more than he has to give kavod to his grandfather. And that's why when Yaakov offered the korbanos, he said, Elokei Aviv Yitzchak. He did it to the God of his father Yitzchak, in honor of the Hashem, the God of his father Yitzchak, and he did not invoke the name of his grandfather Avram. That's Rashi, that's the Medrash. The Ramban on this Rashi says that the fact that a person is chayv to honor a parent more than a grandparent is not the reason why Yitzchak offered a korban in the name of Yaakov offered a korban in the name of Yitzchak and not Avram. The Torah could have said, okay, Avosav. Meaning, that pasuk doesn't teach me that halacha. The Ramban doesn't disagree that there may be a mitzvah to honor a grandparent. You have to honor a parent more than a grandparent. But he says, that's not what the pasuk is telling you. The pasuk could have written a number of different ways, a number of different things to make the point over here. And it wouldn't need to specify Yitzhak versus Avram. Now, the Ramban goes on to explain al pi Kabbalah why Yaakov chose to offer a korban in the name of his father Yitzchak and not Avram. That's certainly not a discussion for right now. But even the Ramban finds the drusha and the comparison to the halacha and the pasuk to be tenuous at best. There's a sefer called the Levi Aschein, one of the early Achronim. He writes here in our parsha, and this is actually cited by Shuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. He cites our commentary in our parsha in Shuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chelek Alf, and Simen Sameches. And he writes that Yaakov could have placed the kavod of Yitzchak first. However, because Yitzchak was no longer alive, he's not responsible in the kavod of Avram, because we don't say, Atahu chayavim v'chvodo. We'll get to this principle in a second. Both you and the other person are chayiv in the kavod of somebody else. And if you and somebody else are chayiv in the kavod of another person, then that third person's kavod is more important than the kavod you're due to the other person. So he says when Yitzchak was alive, then Yaakov was chayv to give more honor to Avram because atu b'chayv b'chvodo. Because Yitzchak, his father, is chayv to give kavod to his father Avram. Yaakov, the grandson, is chayv to give kavod to his grandfather. And therefore, more kavod has to be given to the grandfather because both of you direct your kavod towards that singular figure of Avram. But he says that's only a halacha in when the grandfather's still alive. But if the individual is no longer alive, then the kavod falls away. And he says that's why he offered the korban l'elokei aviv Yitzchak. Because Avram is no longer alive. And therefore there was no reason to give him kavod anymore. And therefore the only kavod would essentially go now to his father. Now his father wasn't alive either. But the kavod of a grandfather, says Levi Aschein, is dependent on the father being alive. And once that whole structure falls away, there's no more reason to give kavod to the father anymore. And this would answer the question of the Ramban here as well, because the Ramban's question is also, it says in Parshas Vayishlach, Vayomer Yaakov Elokei Avi Avram, Elokei Avi Yitzchak. We see another time Yaakov did invoke the God of his father Avram, the God of his father Yitzchak. Why not here? The answer is because there, his father was alive. In Vayishlach, his father was alive. And here, his father is no longer alive, and therefore, the cover for his grandfather falls away. At that time, Yitzchak was alive, and he was also chayiv, and it doesn't apply in this case. Anyway, that's the Parshanut portion of this Rashi, of where we see, perhaps in this pasuk, a source you have to honor your father, one, your grandfather, one, and also that when it comes to versus a grandfather versus a father, the kavod of the father seems to overtake the kavod of the grandfather. Those are the two halachos we see from the Rashi. So the Ramban Yeradeya in Hilchos Kibud Avim and Simen Reish Mem, towards the end, cites a tshuva of the Maharik in Shoresh Lamed, who says there's no source indicating that there's a chiv of kavod zaken. Listen to what he says: Shehaben haben shein chayv bechvod zekeno The grandson is not chayv to honor his grandfather. Shari lo matzinu b'shum makom. We find nowhere. She is chayv ela b'kvod ahav. We only find a mitzvah to honor one's parents. Ve'em and mother. Ve'eshes aviv. And her father-in-law. B'chayv hu val imo. B'chayv and her mother-in-law. Ve'achiv agadol. Maybe even your older brother. Kabed es avich ve'esimecha. Es, we know, has no direct translation in Hebrew, and S is always assumed to be Larabos, to include something else, to include one's older brother, not a shir for right now. Umuchach lehu mikroi kedamin miksuvas. We have the clear psukim in the Torah, the drasha tells clearly what is a mitzvah of kavod, what is not a mitzvah of kavod. We find no drasha indicating a mitzvah of kavod for a grandfather. Now, even though there is a principle of b'nei banim harem kabanim, that one's children's children are like your children in very narrow area of halacha, it's not a principle we use all the time, but in a very narrow cases we do invoke this principle, that's only in regards to the mitzvah of pruravu, regarding perhaps fulfilling the mitzvah of having children, if one has grandchildren, and then Rachman al-Tzan, a child passes away, it could be that the mitzvah of pruravu still exists, because if you have grandchildren, you still have children, technically, in that technical area of halacha. Therefore, one has no chiyuv to recite Kaddish, says the Ma'arik, for a grandparent who passes away, more than any other person. That's the tshuva the Ma'arik is coming to tell us. That if one's grandfather passes away, there's no reason for the grandson to recite Kaddish. Because mitzvah of Kaddish for parents is a din in Kibud Av V'Aim, that's why you go for a year versus other relatives, which is only 30 days. And therefore, the Ma'arik says there's no reason to say Kaddish for a grandparent, because there's no special kavod relationship to a grandparent. And what about the Medrash and the Rashi we just spent the first 5 minutes discussing? Rashi seems to say clearly there's a mitzvah of kavod. So the Tshuva Zera Emes writes in the Chelek Beis that we don't learn halacha from a Medrash. It's a Medrash in Breishis Rab, it's not a halachic source, it's not a Gemara, and therefore there's no proof. And if you say that this should only apply to the Medrash, is in contrast to a Gemara, a Medrash versus a Gemara will follow the Gemara over the Medrash. Nevertheless, there are a number of places in Shas that seem to indicate and support like the Ma'arik. Two places in Shas that seem to say that there's no mitzvah of kavod for a grandparent. The first is cited by the Beis Hillel, the Gemara Makos Yud Beis, as a proof for the Ma'arik. The Gemara, there at least according to Rashi, says that the son of a murdered son becomes the Goel Hadam to kill his grandfather. Okay? Let me put that out again. The son of a murdered son, a father's child passes away, and there's a grandson. So the Gemara says that if the father kills the son, then the grandson is the Goel Hadam to kill his grandfather. Okay? What do we see from there? Obviously, there's no mitzvah of kavod for a grandfather if we're going to turn the grandson into the blood redeemer, the Goel Hadam, for the grandfather.
That's more priority
than it was before he became
his priority.
So I would then the Torah would have said, skip to somebody else. Meaning, if there's a mitzvah, you can't tell me there's a mitzvah of kavod, and you're the Goel Hadam for that person. It can't be, says the Beis Hillel, and according to the other Achronim, the Vilna Gaon, the Bir Agra, the Yad David, the Mitzvah Isan and Kedushin, the Gilin Marashah, the Pesach Shuva, all say it can't be there's a mitzvah of kavod for the grandfather, and the son also has the grandson has a mitzvah to kill him under a very specific, obviously horrible set of circumstances. That's point number one. Number two, another proof is a Gemara in Sotah Mem Tes. The Gemara says that Rav Acha bar Yaakov raised his daughter's son, whose name was Yaakov. And when Yaakov grew up, Rav Acha bar Yaakov asked him to get him water to drink. And Yaakov responded, I'm not your son, I don't have to honor you, I don't have to get you something to drink. Okay, we'll talk about the propriety and what he said for another shir, but the Gemara doesn't object to that point. He said, I'm your grandson, I have no mitzvah of kavod to get you something, and, you know, I don't know, figure something else out. But the Gemara doesn't object to that point, so that would seem to indicate that there's no mitzvah of kavod for a grandfather. Based on these proofs, the Beis Hillel, the Maaser Rokeach, the Elio Zuta, the Yezer Emes agree with the Ma'arik that there's no mitzvah of kibud zakin for a grandparent. In addition, there's a Tana de Belio in Perek Tezayin. Let's look at this Tana de Belio together. It says, Tseu Lomad, you can go and see for yourself, Me'asara Doros Rishonim Adam Sheis Enosh Kenan Mahalo Yered Chanoch Mesushelach Lemech Noach. The first 10 generations from Adam to Noach. Adam Bala Olam Adam came first into the world, his son Shais came after him, and after Shais came the son Enosh, And Enosh was, in all these different cases, Enosh was told to Enosh was told to serve your father. He fed him, he provided for him, he sustained him, says the Medrash over here. Amr la Enosh avud es avi avicha. Amr lahem Enosh eini ani chai bo. But when he was told to serve your father's father, take care of your grandfather, so Enosh said, I have no obligation towards him to take care of my grandfather. So three statements in Chazal indicating there's no mitzvah of kavod for a grandfather. The Meiri in Sanhedrin Pehei says, Ben haben, afapi shirai lo lechabed zikno. He says, even though it might be proper, so we see from the language of the Meiri that it's right. It's a nice thing to honor your grandparents, but not to the same level of kavod. Just to be clear, we're not saying you should be obnoxious to your grandparents. What we're saying is that there's no technical mitzvah of kavod when it comes to the laws of kibbutz aveim that we are careful about in specific areas.
It's not a ring in the story.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. So there's a comment of the Beis Shmuel and Evan Ezra as well in Kuf Mem Vav. He says there's no mitzvah of the mechabed a grandparent, but for some reason he makes no mention of the ma'arik. Strange. The Elif Lamata points this out in the Matzah Ephraim's Dine Kaddish, that the Beis Shmuel, who was a Gon Olam, did not know the Shuvah of the Ma'arik, which is also quoted by the Ramah. It's a bit strange. For whatever reason, he also seems to agree with this principle. So there are some Achronim who do say there's no mitzvah of Kibud Zakein. However, the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe cites Arashi in Parshas Vayechi. Here in Parshas Vayigash. And he says that it's a clear indication that there's a mitzvah of kavod for a grandparent. It's not the same level of kavod for a parent, but there's a mitzvah of kavod for a grandparent. And this is what the Ramah cites the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and this is the clear opinion of all of the Nosei Kalim in Shulchan Aruch, all of the commentators in Shulchan Aruch follow the Ramah, that the halacha follows the Ramah, not the Ma'arik. And in fact, let's look at this Taz. The Taz writes here on the Ramah. Listen to this. Kain Piresh Rashi B'chumash. Rashi says in Chumash, "Val yizbach zvachim leokei aviv Yitzchak." They offer korbanos to the father, to the God, the father of his, to Hashem, the father, the God of his father Yitzchak. V'teima al dei rishon eshu ma'arik. What is with the ma'arik? Dinel mimenu perish Rashi b'chumash. He didn't know Rashi in Chumash. So the shach comes in the Nekudas HaKesef. The shach's Nekudas HaKesef is the response to the Taz. Usually it's an attack on the Taz, but here it's just an interesting comment. Right, the Shach, the Taz wrote first, the Shach writes against the Taz, and then subsequent editions, the Shach added more points against the Taz called the Nekudas HaKesef. We'll discuss this Mirza Shem at future Shal Shiras. So listen to this Nekudas HaKesef. Really, this is my favorite Mari Makom in the entire Sugya. V'yavshar mash relate to Perish Rashi b'chumish ragel yosemi medrash. Says Nekudas HaKesef, why would the Taz say it's a Chumash Rashi? Why didn't he say it's a medrash? This Rashi did not make this up himself. It's a Medrash in Beis Rabba. He says, it's a Perush Rashi in Chumash, Ragel Yoyosemi Medrash. To learn Rashi in Chumash is more regular than learning Medrash. Mishum Shekosvu Ktas Poskim De Rashi V'makum Targum. Because many Poskim say that Rashi can exist in a place instead of the Targum when it comes to the Mitzvah Shnai Mikra, which is probably the minig of most people to learn Chumash Rashi, prepare for the Seder instead of Targum. Shechai Vadim Likro Shnai Mikra V'yachat Targum. Because there's a mitzvah to Shnai Mikra V'yachat Targum. So says the Shach in Kruz HaKesef, I can forgive somebody for not knowing a Medrash, but to not know Chumash Rashi is inexcusable. That's the question of Ma'arik. I understand that he says to Ma'arik that you might know a Medrash. There's a lot of Medrash out there. It fills up multiple volumes. I get it. But to not know Chumash Rashi, how could that be? Everyone has to know Chumash Rashi. And that's the question against the Ma'arik. The Shvus Yaakov writes in Chelik Beis and Simon Tzadi Dalet that the Raman, the Nosei Kelim are a consensus of all the Achronim, the Chayadim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Torah Tamima, all the Poskim say the Halacha follows the Rama here, and that is Halacha L'maisa, that one must honor a grandparent in addition to a parent, but if there is a parent versus a grandparent, they both ask you to do the same thing at the same time, or there's a contradiction between the two, you must honor the parents before the grandparents. And that is the halacha. Yeah.
Sfarim also accept, I mean, it doesn't affect
us. Yes, I don't know any, so yeah. I don't know of any Sfarim who don't, contemporary Sfarim poskim. He doesn't say anything. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch is talking about honoring a father, in-law. And the Ramah says, and also, by the way...
Oh, so it's not a country.
Correct. Yeah.
Say somebody say that Rashi is not basic.
Yeah.
He's a basic.
No, meaning how we... That's that Ramah... Rav Avadia Yosef has a lot of tshuvas about how the how to view Rashi as a posek versus mefarish, things like that. So in this case, we'll say this is Rashi and Chumash. It's not Rashi there, and to say that Rashi is acting as a posek, but nevertheless Rashi is citing a medrash. So it's a medrash, it's chazal. So you have to know Rashi's ever speaking independently, unless he's telling you laz in old French. But every Rashi is quoting a medrash somewhere. The wisdom of learning Rashi is to know why Rashi quotes that medrash versus other ones. That's the first thing you have to ask yourself. And also, if you're really, really, and you have a lot of time, and you're a really careful reader of Rashi, is to always go back and look at how Rashi quotes the medrash versus the medrash itself. Because Rashi, not infrequently, will change a word in the way that he cites the medrash, and that change of a word can also speak volumes about what Rashi is trying to do. This is a principle that Nechama Leibowitz uses all the time in her works and comments on Rashi. Rabbi Yeshua Hartman uses as well when he explains Rashi and the Gur Arya and the Maharal together. That's like a big thing to compare and contrast the two. But again, at the end of the day, Rashi is quoting Chazal, and you have to explain Chazal. Okay, so that's the halacha. It's not that controversial. Seems to be straightforward. Let's just talk about the hekef of the Rama. What is the extent of what the Rama is telling us, and what is the Rama actually saying at the end of the day? So what are the implications of the Rama here? So there's a tshuva of the tshuva Me'avin, Chelek Alf, in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches. And he asks on this Rashi from a Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Alf, Lamed Alef. If you learn Kedushin, you're probably familiar with this Gemara. Rabbi Yezer Abba Omer Hashkeni Mayim. Ve'ema Omer is Hashkeni Mayim. The father says bring water, the mother says bring water. So Eizim Mehem Kodem, which one goes first? Amar Lei, Hanach Kavod Imeich, put aside the kavod of your mother, Vasei Kavod Avicha, and do the kavod of your father, She'ata V'Imeich Chayav Me Kavod Avicha, because you and your mother both chayim to give kavod to the father. Now that Gemara obviously has a lot of implications. The Rambam says in Hilchas Ishus, you have to be mechabed your wife more than yourself. You know, what exactly is the Gemara saying over here? But yeah, first one. It could be. I hear. So that's the Gemara saying. What's the principle in the Gemara? That if you what we discussed before, if you have two people A and B, who are both chayev in the kavod of a third person, but you are also kavod chayev in the kavod of that other person next to you, the two people A and B. So then you have seemingly two contradictory issues of kavod going on. If the two people are chayv to the kavod of that one person, then you have to step aside for the kavod of that one person that both of you have to give kavod to at the end of the day. So if so, says the Tshuva Me'ava, one's father is responsible to honor his father as well. You have to honor your grandfather, and your father has to honor his father. So why don't we employ the same principle, says the Tshuva Me'ava, that both of you are chayev, she'ata ve'avicha chayev b'chvodo. You and your father are chayev in the kavod of your grandfather. So how could the Rama say that the kavod of your father oversteps the kavod of your grandfather? Your father has to give kavod to his fathers too, as well. So what's going on over here? Based on this, he concludes, as does Rav Yaakov Emden the Shelis Yaivitz, that the halach is not like the Rama. In that section, there is a mitzvah to honor your grandfather, but it's not like the Rama that the kavod of your father goes before the kavod of your grandfather. And you must honor your grandfather before honoring your father. How do you defend the Rama against the Tshuva Me'ava? So Rav Asher Weiss has a long piece in this week's Parsha in Minchas Asher. He wants to explain that the comparison of a kavod you give, that the wife gives to the husband, is not the same type of kavod that you give to a parent. It's two different types of kavod. And he gives an explanation to explain it all away, but we're not going to go into it right now. However, there are those achronim who do qualify the Rama. So let's bring three approaches. Hagos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, here in Shulchan Aruch on the Rama, cites Eliyahu Zuta, which is printed in the Tshuvas in Simon Aleph at the end of the Lavush, that a person is certainly chayv in all areas of kavod towards the grandparents and to the same degree. A parent and the grandparent are the same level of kavod without question. When the Rama says, you're chayv yoser bekavod aviv, you have to give more kavod to your father, he means when there's a conflict between honoring a parent or a grandparent, you honor your parent before a grandparent. But if there's no option of being mechabed the parent, then you're equally mechabed you and a grandparent. That's approach number one, which I think is the simple reading of the Rama. I think if we read the Rama on our own, we probably would have said, you're right. Father and grandfather are equal in kavod, that's due to them. If there's a contradiction, okay, so then the father will go first, either because it's Mefurish Bikra, it's no Pasuk of the Torah, whatever it may be. That's approach number one.
I don't know if it's simple, it's not simple to get it. There's a lot of other rules, like, you know, in terms of the Torah, like penalties for hitting, do any of those things, anybody have any they apply to grandparents?
Well, it only seems to say cover. It doesn't say yira. I'm not sure. I would assume not.
So therefore, you could make the argument that it's only derivative. It's not the primary thing. There are far more isurim involving parents.
I hear.
So it's not the same. I mean, before I heard this, I always assumed the parent was more. I mean.
Yeah, I hear. Okay. That's approach number one. Approach number two is with Yaakov Emin and the Sheol Siavis we quoted before. The Rama means that the mitzvah of honoring a grandparent is nowhere near the level of honoring a parent. The level of kavod zikno is to do more than you would with a regular person. So Rabbi Yaakov Emin says there's three levels. There's a grandparent, there's a parent, there's a grandparent, and there's everybody else. So in between everybody else and your parent is your grandparent, somewhere in between that level. And the level of kavod zikno is to do more for that you would for a regular person. And this is the understanding of the Tshuvas Maharsham and Chelek Beis as well. The third approach is the Shtei Lechem. He writes in Siman Mem Gimel that the Rama agrees that if the parents and the grandparents are in the same space, then there's a greater level of kavod for the grandparent because the parent is chayev to honor his parents as well. He says the Rama agrees. When the Rama says you have to honor your parent more, that's just, you know, on a level of, you know, they're separate situations. But if the grandfather and the father are together in the same room, he thinks the Rama would agree that the grandparent would take precedence because you're both chayv and honoring the grandparents as well. And based on this, the Tshuva Sheiris Yosef in Siman Yud Tes understands, like the Ma'arik, that you're totally putter in the honoring of your grandparents. Because if you don't understand it in this way, then how could you honor your parent before a grandparent if atu v'chayev and b'chvodo? At the end of the day, how could you say such a thing that you're going to honor the parent before the grandparents? Okay, so those are the different approaches to the Rama. Does the mitzvah of kavod for a grandparent only apply to a paternal grandparent, like the case of Yaakov and Avram, or does it also apply to a maternal grandparent as well? Maybe that's only over there. We see from Yaakov, his case was Yaakov, Yitzchak, Avram. So the same thing, it should be the case, only a paternal grandparent, not a maternal grandparent. So the Torah Tamima in our Parsha cites the Bir Agra, who says that there is no kibud av for a maternal grandfather, because b'nei banos einam kabanim. The principle of b'nei banos have kabanim is only by sons of sons of sons of sons, but not sons of, not daughters of, not a mother in between. That's the Shita of the Gra. The Torah Tamima questions this premise. He cites a number of places in Shas where we do seem to say B'nei Banos Nikraim Banim, that the children of daughters are like one's own children. And he neglects to mention that his father, Al HaShulchan, is Machmir as well. It's very funny. The Torah Tamima has a whole fancy Shtickle Torah, but his father writes in the Al HaShulchan that of course you have to honor your maternal grandparent. I don't know why he has a whole fancy Shtickle Torah and he ignores his father's own Psak. I'm not sure. He knew what his father said. And it was Aruch HaShulchan came before the Torah Tamima, so I'm not sure why I didn't say that, but okay, another Tzarech in the Torah Tamima. We'll just end with this. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Reish Yud Ches in Sif Katan Tazayin, and he cites the Eliyahu Rabba, who says that if a son or a grandson, the son or a grandson recites the bracha of She'asa Neis La'avi B'makom Hazeh. We know, if you go to a place where a miracle happened to you, you have to recite the bracha that Hashem did a miracle for me in this place. If you go to a place where your father had a miracle, and a miraculous event, your father was saved in a, you know, fantastic, you know, way, a supernatural way, some special event, he was saved. So you go visit that place, you have to say the bracha of She'asa Nileis, She'asa La'avi Neis V'makom Zeh, that a miracle happened for my father in this place. And the Eliyahu Rabba says, you also have to recite that bracha in a miracle, place a miracle where your grandfather was. If your grandfather was in World War II and, you know, something miraculous happened in some battle somewhere and he was saved, so you go visit that place in Europe, you got to recite that bracha for a place where a grandparent was. Says Eliyahu Rabba, it does not apply to a great-grandson. The whole principle of kibud, honoring a zakein, falls away after the fourth generation. In the fourth generation, there's no more mitzvah to have kavod anymore. Again, you should be respectful, you should be nice, but the technical laws of kibud av v'aim no longer apply to a great grandson at that point. And we see that when it comes to this bracha. There's no sense more of a connection anymore. And that's it. There's, again, not so many technical halachas when it comes to this. An interesting sugya on its own.
Yeah. They said, Shmona Yisrael, Lokei Avraham, Lokei Yitzchak,